The question was asked, we find Avraham Avinu fighting for the Sodom and Amora, and then when Hashem gives him the mitzvah of taking his son, so then he doesn't fight. Hashem says he's going to destroy Sodom and Amora, and he argues. And Hashem gives him the mitzvah of binding his son, and he doesn't fight. Do I need to say more?
Mitzvah of binding his son.
Right? Okay. Avraham Avinu, the first answer to your question, and there will be a few. The first answer is, Avraham Avinu understood that he was being told what was happening by Sodom and Amorah as information so that he would argue on their behalf. He understood that, just like Hashem tells Moshe, I'm going to punish the Jewish people. He understands, Hashem's telling him, so he should plead the case and say, please don't. Hashem says, let go of me. Moshe says, I wasn't holding God. Why is Hashem saying, let go of me? Oh, Hashem's telling me you could hold on to me. Ah, okay, so then I'll try. So he stands up and argues the case. When it came to the binding of his son, Hashem wasn't telling him, here, I'll give you some information so you could argue with me. Hashem was saying, I would like you to do the following mitzvah. How could you argue with a mitzvah? In the first case, Hashem says, I'm going to punish them. Hashem says, punish? Ah, so then maybe there are merits. That's answer number one. Answer number two, the Ran says that Hashem didn't ask him to do it. Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, "Kach no es bincha, could you please take your son?" Avraham Avinu could have said no. The challenge in the Akedah was that Hashem said to him, this is what I want you to do, but you don't have to. And very often that's the greatest challenge in life, when I know what the other party wants, but they're not forcing me to do it. I know what they want. Hashem says, I'm telling you what I want. But Hashem uses the word no, according to the Ran, to indicate to Avraham that he could say no. And that explains the Medrash, which says that Hashem asked Avram, please don't fall on this test. So Avram is being told, could you please? And Avram could have answered, no. But Avram says, this is what Hashem wants. He's the essence of kindness. He knows what's right in the world. And he's telling me this is what he wants. So where's there room to argue with that? And the third answer, the Ran. That's the Ran in his speeches. And the third answer is... it says in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer that they prayed and their prayers were answered. And we say on the fast day, Mishanat Avram Avinu Bara Moria, Hu Yanenu. He who answered Avram should answer us. From here we understand that when Avram Avinu went up to the mountain, he and Yitzchak prayed. And their prayer probably said something to the effect, I don't have a source, but my understanding from my limited understanding of Chazal, my understanding is that their prayer was, Ribbono Shel Olam, if this is what you want us to do, we'll do it. But if there's another way that you'll be just as happy and we'll do your will, then obviously that's what we want. And it says that Avraham Avinu, there's a whole medrash about how Avraham Avinu wept and Yitzchak Avinu wept, meaning they were human. There's the element where you look at them and you say, how could you do that? And yet the medrash goes into step by step how... Avram Avinu was crying and Yitzchak Avinu was crying. Yitzchak tells Avram, be careful how you break the news to mom. She shouldn't be standing next to a cliff. She might jump off. Make sure you break the news to her when she's sitting down. Make sure things are calm. There's a whole conversation there. It says when Avram went to reach for the knife, Avram broke down. The Medrash goes into step by step where Avram was holding. I'm unaware of any such a medrash, and I was present in Rav Shlomo Fisher's shir when someone suggested that, and he knows, I'm nothing, I'm a colonel saying next to him, and he said that it doesn't exist. He said, it doesn't say that. So he could say it doesn't say, I can't say it doesn't say that. I could say, I haven't seen it yet. No, I'm unaware of any such medrash. Okay, so we discussed three answers, right? By Sodom and Amorah, it was a punishment. Here, it was a mitzvah. The Ran, that here Hashem used the word no, which was, that was part of the test. He could have said no. So what can you pray for? And the third answer, that he actually did pray about it. It says that he told the lads, he said, we will go up and bow there and come back. Chazal said, yeah, he went there to pray. The first thing he and Yitzchak did was pray, and their prayers were answered. You see, they prayed about this.